traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Good afternoon, fellow equestrians. This is Scott Miller, founder of the International Equine Network, bringing to you today a lot of live video on our website at IENTV.org. We got America's Days at the Races going on there today. We got the Longines FEI Jumping World Cup 2021-22 Western. It's the European League. That'll be tomorrow on our network. That'll be live. It comes early in the morning, so get up early and go to it and take a look at it and see what we got on going on there. Other things that we've got on there, we've got the last call. We've got the Tattersall sales live from Europe, the yearling sale. We have the All-American Quarter Horse Congress live today on our network. If you go to it now, you can watch it live. We have a lot of good things coming up here on our program. We've got a lot of just live things on the website. Just go to it and take a look at it. We got talking horses from NYRA in New York about the race car at Belmont today. We got Keeneland Live. That's really a good program. The Keeneland Live show is really good. You'll be interested in it. It's got the good old Kentucky life. It's a great program to go see. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about today is we've got a lot of good sales coming up, and a lot of these horses that are going to be in the sales will be Derby winners. That's the only way I can say it. Literally out of the Saratoga Fall sale, we have Derby winners coming out, Derby contenders and Derby winners coming out. That's a great sale to go to. If you're in the Saratoga area, upstate New York, you can go out and you can go to the sales and watch them for free. And it's a good entertainment. It's a good way to spend an afternoon. It's going up to Saratoga to see the fall sale. That's on Monday, October 18th. At 10 a.m. That's in Saratoga Springs, New York. You can't miss it. It's right next to the racetrack. Then the next thing that we're looking at as far as sales go and everything, we're looking at what they call the Black Book. It's the 83rd Annual Auction of Standard Bred Horses in November 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And the reason why they got so many days there is they got 1,551 horses to sell on those days. It's at the Pennsylvania State Farm Show Complex, 2300 North Cameron Street, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. That's a great sale to go out to look to watch, and it makes a good family type thing, you know, to go out and watch these horses go through the sale ring. You can always try to pick what they're going to sell for. It's a great day. And who knows, you might even buy a horse there. That's a great day at Saratoga. Next thing we're going to talk about is Big D's Fall Sale. They are an equestrian tack shop. They ship all over the world. They have a lot of good things in their sales catalogs. Go to their you can go to their website at www.bigweb.com. They got literally any and everything that you have in there. And even if you're not, you know, a horseman or active in the horse industry, they got great clothing there for people to wear. Boots, they got everything, shirts, blouses, pants, shoes. You name it, they got everything. And they got a lot of stuff for the your animals, too, dogs and cats and things like that. So, you know, that's what we're looking at there at Big D's. Just go to www.bigweb.com. That's big D's. One of the things we're going to get into now is going to be mostly thoroughbred. So if all you standard bred people and show horse people want to tune out, I'll understand. But I hope you stay tuned in because we got a lot of things going, you know, here today on BBS Radio. The North American 2021 fall crop declined by 3.3%. This is kind of a good thing in retrospect. What I like about it is the fact that we know that 3 years from now when the Derby rolls around, we'll know that there will be less horses trying to get to the Derby. And that's what, you know, we're looking at as far as the breeding aspect of it goes. A lot of owners have got out because of the pandemic crisis that we had. A lot of owners got out of it because of, you know, financial reasons, or they're getting older and wanting to relax and retire and rest. So, you know, that there's a lot of things that contribute to that small fall crop. What we're looking at now is in 2021 in Kentucky, we had 11,535 foals born. That was a decrease of 2.79%. California came in second, and they had 1,253 foals born in California for a minus 9.9%. This is for 2021. Florida ended up with 1,002 foals, a decline of 13.3%. New York, they had 649 foals, a decline of 0.05. Louisiana had 631, 2%, 2.5% decline. Maryland had 524 foals, 3.69 decline. Pennsylvania had 449, minus 1.29 decline. Ontario, Canada, had 359 horses. That was a 2.6 decline that they had there. New Mexico, 326, 4.2 decline. In Oklahoma, 271 for 20.8 decline. They had a lot. They about cut their whole crop in Oklahoma in half and everything. Then we go over to the different countries that we had. Saudi Arabia had 66 live foals, Japan 54, Ireland 47, South Korea 30, France 16, Great Britain 16, Philippines 3, Panama 2, Australia 1, Italy 1, Jamaica 1, Mexico 1. So it just goes to show you that internationally, you know, it's holding pretty even with what they're doing as far as the breeding aspect of it concerned. And another thing that I want to talk about is how the foal crop affects the, you know, the racing industry. The money's getting better in the racing industry. A lot of different programs are coming along. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, how we fare as far as the number of horses in races this year. Here recently, we've been getting down to, you know, 6 and 7 horse fields in the big stake races. And overall, in general, you know, we're looking at 8 or 9, you know, races that these trainers are entering. And one of the reasons is that the money earned by horses can be very lucrative if you plan out your schedule right. And I think that's where we're coming along in the business, is these trainers are getting a little more savvy at what they're doing as far as where they're going and how they're going to race their horses. You know, it's been a long time since it's gotten back to the, you know, to the 6-horse fields. Back in the early 80s, when I was pretty active in the business, It was, you know, 5 and 6 horse fields everywhere that you went. You know, it was stake races. You planned for it. You knew who was going where and what they were doing. And nowadays, you know, trainers kind of keep that on the quiet side. They kind of keep everything close to you know, their chest, and they don't like to let people know where they're going because that affects the entries in the race. Most trainers try to pick a track or a race that has a fairly light field. And, you know, like some people like to race in New Orleans at the fairgrounds. Some like to race in Hot Springs at Oakland. And you got to be careful where you go because you don't want to go to a track that's going to load up with a bunch of, you know, tough horses. It's a chess match for sure in here. But what we're going to talk about is the trainer rankings for 2021 American Canadian Graded Stakes Race in Grade 1. Todd Pletcher leads the group with a total of 29 horses. He had 83 Grade 1 stakes races, had 6 ones for 7.23% in there. And then comes Brad Cox. He had 392 horses that started, same as Todd Pletcher did. And he had 28 wins, but he had a 10.84% winning streak. Then we get down to Chad Brown. Chad Brown had 27 wins this year so far, and he had 83 graded stakes that he ran in, and he had 8 wins out of it. So you can see the difference between Chad Brown and Todd Pletcher. They both ran 392 horses. Todd had 29 wins. Chad had 27, but he was a little bit higher at 9.64 percentage of his wins to 7.23 of Todd Pletcher. Bob Baffert also had 392 races. He had 26 wins, and he had a 9.64% in the money. So, you know, it's good. Steve Asmussen, he had 392 races, 20 wins. Mark Cassie had 392, 15 wins. William Mott, 392, 15 wins. Phil DiMonto had 392 with 12 wins. Michael Maker had 392 with 12 wins, and Richard Mandela had 392 wins. So this just the races that they're running. Sorry about that. It was Richard Mandela had 10 wins out of 392 races. But just to show you how competitive they are, they're all on the same game plan, running on an average of 392 races so far. That's January through October 10th. So you can see how things are going with these trainers. They're planning where they run and how they run and when they run. And it's a difficult deal, you know, for them. We're looking here from January 1st to December 31st of 2011. The American Canadian Grade 1 stakes races. It's really interesting to see. Back in the day, they all had 486 runs. Todd Pletcher had 43 wins for 8.5% total in the money. Grade 1s, he ran 116. He had 5 wins for 4.13. So it just goes to show you that these guys are really planning out their races from way back in the day. You know, from 2011 to now, they were running a lot more horses than they normally run. And, you know, you can see how much it declined. And that's going to be the ongoing thing for the next year is you're going to see small fields. You're going to see horses traveling quite a bit and placing and hopefully in graded stakes races. It's what they're hoping to do with all these. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the Road to the Kentucky Derby. It's called a thing that we have here at IDN. We're doing a documentary on how they get there, the 2022 Kentucky Derby. And we're starting to look at some good races coming up for the how they get there and for the trainers that are coming up. Right now, we have the top 10 rankings for the 2021 Kentucky Derby. We have Jack Christopher. He's got 10 points. He has $275,000 in earnings, and he's trained by Chad Brown. It's a Coolmore stud-owned horse with Peter Brandt. So the breeding's there and the schooling's there. Then number two, we have Major General with 10 points also. He's got $777,000 in earnings. He's owned by Windstar and Sienna Farms, and he's trained by Todd Fletcher. And that's one of the horses that we highlighted here last week. He ran second back on the 9th of October at Keeneland in the Claiborne Breeders Futurity. But he ran a good race. He was running at the end. Then we have Papa Cap. He's number three on our list. He's $198,000 in earnings, trained by Mark Cassie, owned by Russell Wood Farm. Nice horse. Spent a little time in Canada, and see what he's going to do when he comes out. And then we had Command Performance. He's got 4 points. He's earned $100,000, and he's trained by by Todd Fletcher. He's a nice horse. He's owned by Repo Stable. So they're always, running at him with him. He's four on our list. Then number five on our list is Tough to Tame. Won $57,750. Number four on our list. He's trained by Christopher Davis. And he's owned by Ridiculous Gasman Stables. He's a nice horse, but I think he might be in some tough territory coming up, and wants to see how he goes and where he goes. Then we have another horse, number six, trained by Todd Fletcher again. This horse has earned $202,500. He's owned by the Repo Stable, as is Command Performance, and is trained by Todd Fletcher. And I've seen this horse run, and I see these three horses for Todd every day over at Palm Beach Downs, our training center there. And these horses, they all look like they have the potential to get into the Derby. They all have the potential to win the Derby. I go back to always dreaming of winning the Kentucky Derby for Todd, and I think that these three are along that line. They're training very well. And, they're going to be a force to reckon with. Then we have Ovid Class. He's earned $336,000. He's trained by Kent DeSormo, Arquise DeSormo. And he's really a good trainer. And he's owned by James E. Dowd. And I think this horse is nice, but I think he might be a little outclassed. So far, nothing's taken against him, but I just think he's got a long way to go before he gets, to the Derby. And then we had Rev Knobs, which is number eight. He's got 2 points, $28,875. He's trained by Dale Romans, and owned by Jim Bakey and Jim Leibuster. Sorry about that name, but it's a tough one there, and so now we're down to number nine, which is Mr. Prankster. He's earning $30,000, has 1 point, and he's also trained by Todd Fletcher. And so we're looking at number 10. He's Bourbon Heist, trained by Ian Wilkes. He's got $14,438 earned by Bourbon Lane Stable. Now, going through those top 10 there, it's going to be interesting to see how these horses fare down the road. And we're keeping an eye on them each week, and we'll have a report on Todd Fletcher's four horses, because we have we are doing how they get there, and he's the trainer that we focused on for this documentary. And so it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how these horses, you know, pan out for them. You know, I know I'm giving you a lot of statistics here, but we're getting ready to come up to some good races here. We'll recap the Breeders' Cup Futurity here in a few minutes. But it really gets down to the nitty-gritty to get these horses into Kentucky for the Derby. We have the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. It's a mile and a 16th. It's a $2 million purse at Del Mar on November 6th. You'll see a lot of Todd Pletcher's horses out there. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, who goes to the Breeders' Cup, because historically with the Breeders' Cup, the two-year-old champion has not fared that well in the Kentucky Derby. Some of them have, but most of them don't. I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's because they're young and they're getting them involved in heavy-duty racing. But, you know, that's going to be interesting. And that'll be on NBC, and you'll be able to watch it on IENTV.org. And this is coming up on November 6th, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Then on November 27th, we go back from Del Mar to Churchill Downs, and we have the Kentucky Derby at a mile and a 16th. It's $200,000 added, and it's November 27th. And what I like about this race is it gives the trainers a chance to run, you know, on the surface at Churchill Downs, you know, that type of thing. They can get used to the surroundings, and it's a good thing. That's one of the races that I really do like to see the horses run on. Then we go to the Remsen Stakes at Aqueduct. It's a $250,000 mile and an eighth on the dirt at Aqueduct on December 4th. And we're starting to get in now to the races that get you to the Kentucky Derby. They're all a mile and a 16th, a mile and a 16th. And what I like about that is that it lets you know whether your horse can get a route of ground. If he runs good in a mile and a 16th and he's closing, you know you might have something. But if he runs and just wins the race, you know, barely, you know, you're looking at, you know, a mile and a quarter, and maybe he might not make, you know, make it there. Then we go to the Springboard Mile at Remington Park. It's a mile on the dirt. It's 400,000. Now, a lot of horses that come out of this race you'll see run in at Churchill on the undercard, and they're usually a good bet because at Remington Park, they train hard. The trainers are good that come out of there. And you'll just see what you have, you know, after the Springboard Mile. If he finishes real good, then you're looking at a potential Derby winner. Then we go to Los Alamitos for a mile on the 16th for $500,000 on December 18th, 2021. That's a good race there. Not a lot of horses shipped from out west. Los Alamitos to Churchill. I don't know what it is that happens with them, but they just don't do it. Then we go to the Gun Runner Stakes, $200,000 added at the Fairgrounds, December 26th. Then January 1st is when we really get down to hardcore training and pointing horses for the Derby. Every day after January 1st, is a very, every day it's important, where you train at, the weather, whether you have to ship into Kentucky from wherever you're at. A lot of these things start to come into play. You know, every day is something different. You know, you got to train them and train them good. That's the Jerome Stakes at Aqueduct. It's $150,000 added going a mile. Then we have the Smarty Jones, $250,000 added January 1st at Oakland Park, going a mile. We have the Sham Stakes at Santa Anita on January 6th, going a mile for $100,000. We have the Lacombe, a mile on the 16th, $200,000 at the Fairgrounds on January 22nd. And then we have the Southwest for $750,000 going a mile on the 16th at Oaklawn Park on January 29th. Then we start really getting into the difficult training. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of horses that are trying to polish them off, trying to get them ready to run and getting them into, a rigorous routine. There's very little play coming up here from the Holy Bull, which is on February 5th, down to the Kentucky Derby. And what I mean by that is you got to be very precise, and you got to have your horse right and ready to run some of the races that are going to tell you what kind of horse you have. You got to worry about full fields in these races. You get a full field, and you have to fight and dig for every length that you get to the win. It takes a toll on a horse. And you're looking at February, but, you got March, April to get ready for the Derby. And if you take too much out of them in January, then you're not going to fare very well, through the races that are coming up to February, March, and April. So that's why I always look at the Holy Bull Stakes in Florida. It's usually a good prep race for the Florida Derby, and I really like it. Then we have the Holy Bulls at a mile. They back them down from a mile to 16th, but it's a good tighten up for the Florida Derby. Then we have the Robert B. Lewis Mile, $150,000 at Santa Anita, February 5th. A lot of good horses, train for that, and a lot of good horses come out of that race. It's really a good one. Then we also have the Sam Davis Stakes, mile on the 16th, $250,000 at Tampa Bay Downs on February 5th. And what I like about that race right there in itself is the fact that that track is a good sandy, deep track. It really gets your horse fit and ready, for it. And a lot of horses out of there, they come out and they end up running in the Florida Derby, that type of thing. But that's Sam Davis at Tampa Bay and there. Then we go up to Aqueduct, where we have the Wither Stakes, which is a mile in the 16th at $200,000 at Aqueduct on February 12th. Now, that's a good prep race. That race is a good prep race. Usually they have a light field, and it's a very good prep race. A lot of trainers, train for that to help start, polishing these horses off and getting them really fit for, the Derby. Then we have the El Camino Royale Derby, a mile and an eighth at $100,000 at Golden Gate Park in California, February 19th. This race is a nice race. Usually you don't see a lot of tough horses in it, but one or two of them literally will come out of this race for the Derby. It's on March 4th, 2022. It's the John Battaglia Memorial Stakes, a mile and a 16th at $100,000. And, the money's good, but it's a lightly raced, usually comes up pretty light. Not a lot of contenders come out of that. And then we finally get the first leg of the series, getting to the Derby, and these are very important races. These are the money makers. All the races that we just talked about lead you up to the first leg of the Champion Series events for the Kentucky Derby in 2022. And this is very important because you have to have your horses right. There's quality horses in these races, and sometimes they're pretty big fields. And so you got to really be prepared for the Championship Series event. And it starts out with the Risen Star in a mile and an eighth at $400,000 at the fairgrounds on February 19th. That's a tough race. It's kind of like a prep race for the Louisiana Derby. So we're kind of like taking this in stages now. we've gone through all the preliminary races that lead up to the championship series and events for the Derby. And so those kind of races kind of get your horses ready for the big races that are coming up. And the races that we're getting ready to talk about now usually have very high-quality fields. You have a lot of Derby contenders in it. You know, these are tough races, so you got to be on your A game when you get into this first leg series. We're looking at the Risen Star, 400,000 at Fairgrounds on February 19th, 2022. And it's a grade two. It's a great race to run in. It really helps season your horse going into the Derby. Then we have a mile and a 16th, the Rebel Stakes at Oaklawn Park. It's $1 million. It's a grade two. And it's February 26, 2022. That is a good race. It preps them for the Arkansas Derby coming up. And you make a lot of money. And that gets you in the Derby. And so we're talking about big-time racing now that we have. Then we have the Fountain of Youth, which is a great, great prep race for the Florida Derby. I really like this race. It's a mile and a 16th, 400,000, grade two at Gulfstream Park on March 12, 2022. So now you see that we're getting in out of February and we're getting into March, and then you're looking at 8 weeks to the Derby. So you really got to plan your races. And usually the horses that come out of this first leg series of the races, they usually run one more race before they go to the Kentucky Derby. And so that's the Rebel, that's the Fountain of Youth, 400,000 mile on the 16th, Gulfstream Park, March 2022. Then the race, I just love this race. I think a lot of good horses come out of it. It seasons them for down the road for the Preakness and the Belmont. Sometimes you get a good Derby runner out of there and a Derby winner, but that's the Tampa Bay Derby mile on the 16th, 350,000. In Tampa Bay, March 5th, 2022. Then we go to the Gotham Stakes back up the Aqueduct, and a lot of horses that run in the Withers Stakes on February 12th will run at the Gotham because that's 4 weeks away. And most of your thoroughbreds run 4 to 5 weeks between races. And they don't run a lot of races in a row, you know, because of the structure of the stakes series in the United States. But that's the Gotham Stakes, a mile, 300,000 at Aqueduct, March 12th. Then we have the San Felipe. It's a mile and 16th, 400,000 at Santa Anita, March 12th. So you can kind of see where the trainers are going through today, you know, to plan out their schedule for the road to the Kentucky Derby. It's very difficult. A lot of things can happen. You can get a sore foot, you could get a bad shoeing job, you know, all kinds of things can happen, you know, when you take all these races into look at. You got to think about the training of the horses, horses that are going to ship from Kentucky to New York, the horses that ship from Florida, Louisiana, Arkansas, California to New York, you know, for these races. So there's a lot involved into it, you know, with it. Then we look at the Sunland Derby, a mile and an eighth, 800,000, Sunland Park on March 27, 2022. Now, a lot of horses normally don't come out of Sunland Derby to Churchill. Very few have are not willing to make the the trip out east. So you don't see too many from there. But it's a good race, and it's a good chance to see what you got. You'll see a lot of Bob Baffert horses in that race. You know, he'll be testing all of his horses, to see how good they are. And now we get into the second leg. And let me tell you something. This second leg is a killer. You've got to be on your A game. You're looking at, being 5-6 weeks out from the Kentucky Derby. And it's tough. This is literally your last chance to get into the Derby. It's your last chance to solidify your training program to make sure that you've done the right thing to get there. And that's how they get there, going through all these different races. This is the second leg and the most important leg of the Kentucky Derby. We look at the Louisiana Derby. It's a mile and 3/16. It's a grade two at the Fairgrounds, March 26, 2022. And the purse is $1 million. It's $1 million. So you know when you go there, you got to have your A game on, because there's a lot of people that are running and hoping to get to the Derby, but sometimes they're satisfied with winning that $1 million at the Louisiana Derby, and they point towards the Preakness. A lot of horses will come out of that and go to the Preakness. That's the second week in May. Then we have the UAE Derby from Dubai, or from Maiden, and it's 1,900 meters. It's a mile and 3/16 for American horses. It's a $2 million purse. It's a grade two, March 26, 2022, in Maiden race course. Then we have the Florida Derby, which I just think this is the best prep race to get your horse to the Kentucky Derby. I guess it's because I'm from Florida and I love, our Florida breeding program and our Florida racing program. But, before I moved to Florida, I came here many times to race horses in the Florida Derby for the people that I work for. That's a mile and an eighth. It's $1,100,000. It's a grade one at Gulfstream on April 2nd. And that puts you 4 weeks out from the Kentucky Derby. And so that's why I like this race. It's a good race to tighten up. There's a lot of quality in that race, and you'll see a lot of those horses come out of the Florida Derby going on into the Kentucky Derby. Then we have the Arkansas Derby, a mile and an eighth at Oaklawn Park, a grade one, April 2nd, 2022. It's $1,250,000. So there's going to be a lot of the horses will go to the Florida Derby and go to the Arkansas Derby to get tightened up. And, the money you can't miss. Then we have the Jeff Ruby Stakes. It's a $200,000. It's a grade three at Turfway Park on April 26th. Then we have the Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland. It's a mile and an eighth. It's a grade two. It's a $1 million purse. For the Bluegrass Stakes, and it's April 9th, 2022. And a lot of horses don't come out of the Bluegrass that fare well in the Kentucky Derby. I don't know if it's too close to the Derby, by being on April 9th, or just what it is. But it just seems that they don't fare very well coming out of Keeneland. I hate to say that because Keeneland's one of the best racetracks in the country. They do very well, but it just kind of, makes me wonder, why a lot of horses aren't coming out of it. Maybe it's because it's, 3 weeks from the Kentucky Derby on April 9th. Then we have the Santa Anita Derby. It's Santa Anita. It's a mile and an eighth. It's a grade one. It's a $1 million race, April 9th this year, or 2022. And we'll just see how they fare coming out of that. And then the last race, a lot of horses like to go and run in the Wood Memorial because it's a great horse. It's an aqueduct race course. And it says a lot for your horses, where you go and where you've been and what you win. That's a lot of it. That's $1 million, mile and an eighth at aqueduct on April 9th. And the whole point of what we're talking about here is very interesting, because it's how you go, where you go, how you get there. That's one of the things that we do. Then we have quite a few races in Japan, excuse me, very few have ever come from. There are Tokyo Race Course, Kawasaki Race Course, Tokyo Race Course, and Nakayama Race Course. It's just hard to do you know, the Japan thing and come over because of the shipping differences. First of all, you got to earn enough points to get into the Derby. But to ship from Japan to Churchill is a very difficult thing to do. I've flown a lot of hot horses in my lifetime within Stone Air Service. And I see the difference in the horses when they come over. Usually when they come over, it takes them about 30 to 45 days to acclimate to, you know, the American system, the time, the training, the feed, you know, and what have you. It's very difficult. Or they can do what you call shock the horse. You can put the horse on the plane 3 or 4 days out from the race and ship it in. And then that way it's still on its same schedule, but it's a little different. And not many people do that with their horses, unless you're in the United States. If you're in the U.S. and go coast to coast, you know, you can go in Thursday night before the Saturday race. And so that's what's going to be interesting about that. Then we get over to, we're looking at Europe. And it's kind of interesting to see the European road. Very few horses come over from Europe because it's dirt and not grass. And same, you know, with the Japanese, they prefer the dirt. We have the Royal Lodge Stakes in Newmarket, the Bashford Stakes in the Curragh, the Prix Jean Loup in Longchamp on October 3rd. We have the Ventrum Futurity Trophy in Newcastle. It's a mile, October 23rd. The Road to the Kentucky Derby Condition Stakes. You win it and you're in at Kempton Park. It's a mile, March 9th. You look at the Patent Stakes. It's a mile at Dundalk, March 11th, 2022. And the Cardinal Stakes at Chelmsford City on April 7th. So a lot of those horses won't come out of there, but it's good purse money, you know, for them. Right now they got three that have qualified, Royal Patronage, Luxembourg, and Angel Blue. They've all qualified, you know, to come to the Derby. And so we'll just see what happens with, you know, with that when they come over. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting winter, spring type thing here. With all the derbies coming up, all the races coming up, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how the trainers play out. If you join us every Thursday, we'll tell you what the players are doing and, you know, where they're going and how their horses are doing. But right now, the way it looks, Todd Pletcher has got four horses that are, you know, on the road to the Kentucky Derby, and they're qualified. And they'll be qualified here in the next, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. And that's why we chose Todd to follow him on this, how they get their documentary. He's a good trainer, got a lot of horses, and he wins a lot of races. And Todd doesn't run a horse in a race if he don't think he's going to win it. It's just really amazing that him and his staff and his owners and how they do. And they're consistent every year. Todd strictly doesn't get very far off of his mark. And it's really interesting to watch him and see how he does and everything. And so now that we've gone over how they get there and the Kentucky Derby, you know, go to our website at intv.org and you look at how they get there. You'll see the owners, the trainers, the blacksmiths, the feed company, the horse transportation, how they fly. You'll see everything, how, you know, what it takes to get to the Kentucky Derby. It's really interesting to watch. And the full-length show will be about an hour, and it'll be on national television sometime in April, towards the end of April. We've got a good camera crew. We've got a lot of people working on the project, and we're excited about it. And then, one of the things that a lot of people have asked me before, what happens to the thoroughbreds after they retire from racing? A lot of them go into the show horse business. And what we're talking about now is the thoroughbred incentive program by the Jockey Club. It's the 2021 TIP, which is Thoroughbred Incentive Program, championships, winners announced. It's from the Jockey Club. It was released on the 13th of October, 2021. The Jockey Club Thoroughbred Incentive Program, TIP, championships conclude Sunday, October 10th, with participation from 196 thoroughbred and 175 riders. The show was held at Stableview in Aiken, South Carolina, from October 10th, 8th to the October 10th. It's a great program for these kids to, and riders to get in. Cash prizes were $2 million or $2 million per division. Were awarded to the 26 divisions offered, which include hunter jumpers, hunters, jumpers, dressage, combined test, western dressage, English pleasure, pleasure, and western pleasure. The winners reserve and reserve championships for the TIP program where high point awards can be found at tjcTIP.com. That's the Jockey Club address. Past weekend was true celebration of the thoroughbred and its potential to thrive in careers beyond the racetrack, said Christian Warner, senior counsel for the Jockey Club, administrator of TIP. This show would not have been possible without the equestrian community support of TIP and the effort of the team at Stableview who helped make the event a success. TIP has also announced that it has attracted more than 40 horses from 16 states for its inaugural barrel racing championship, which will be held on Wednesday, October 13th and 14th as a part of the Retired Racehorse Project. Thoroughbred Makeover is a national synopsis. The event is being held in Kentucky at the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington, Kentucky. Getting towards the end of the show here, and I'm struggling, guys. Bear with me. It says, and we'll offer thousands in prize money and additional prizes for the top horses. The TIP Barrel Racing Championship, also championships are sponsored by the Western Thoroughbred Grassroots Organization that recognizes contributions of the thoroughbred to the Western horse industry and celebrates the achievements of the thoroughbreds in Western sports. To qualify for the championships, a TIP-eligible thoroughbred must participate in a show offering TIP High Point Awards. Classes or divisions in the applicable discipline beginning August 1st of the prior year through July 31st of the championship year, or participants in the TIP program performance awards in the applicable discipline. Horses shown at a horse trial or combined test can also qualify for the championship jumping phase. To be eligible for TIP shows, thoroughbreds is defined as any horse that has been registered with a jockey club or a foreign thoroughbred stud book recognized by the jockey club. Created and announced in October 2011, TIP recognizes and rewards the versatility of the thoroughbred, sponsorships of thoroughbred classes and high points awards at sanctioned horse shows, performance awards and non-competition awards, in addition to the complete schedule of TIP sponsored shows. Other than information about the program is available on the TIP website, TJCTIP.com. Those interested in TIP can follow the program on Facebook at facebook.com/TJCTIP. So it's a great program for the for the riders. It gives them a new event to ride in. And what I like about it, and just saying here at this stage and point that we're looking at, is the fact that there's a lot of show horses that you can go to look at that's just phenomenal. When you think about it, there's thousands of thoroughbreds every year that retire. And to get them in the TIP program is good because it leads them into a good life, a different life, something that you can actually see the horses get excited about in the TIP program. And the thing that I like about it most is the fact that when, and now this is not going to last for long. We're looking at another couple, 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 at the most. We're looking at horses that retire from the racetrack. They come in, it takes about a year to get them schooled, get them ready for, showing, and get them acclimated to it. And you know, you're looking at a time-consuming situation, for them. But the greatest part about it is when they get through with their training and they start to show, you're looking at a minimal, very few horses showing in a class. In the show horse business, you can have 70 to 80 horses in a class. There's a lot of things that can happen, in those classes. It's an all-day thing. But when you show and tip, you go in and your class might be only 7 or 8 horses. And your chances of winning are a little bit better. The horses getting schooled and acclimated to, a show horse schedule routine. And that's what I like about it. It gives a lot of young riders, that are getting into the game, the chance to get out and show and win a ribbon. And, it's exciting for me to see our horses here, go out to the shows and everything, and the kids come back and they're all excited, and really having a good time. And that's what I like about TIP. It's a good thing. There's a lot of money being offered now. And what I like about it is the fact that these kids get a good chance and the horses have got a second career. And this is being said for all the horses. They're going into dressage. They're going into driving. They're doing a lot of different things they're going through and everything. And it's really exciting to see that. If you go to our website, www.int.org, they're showing the day in the life of a horse. It's David Donk. He's a multiple graded stakes winner. It's 5:15 a.m., and they're showing what all it takes to get, a horse ready to go train. It's really an interesting little segment here. On intv.org. It's the first one. It's called Day at the Races and everything. So that's live right now, broadcasting. It shows in the grooms. It's showing how they do the water and how they do everything. They're at the Saratoga Racetrack in New York from this summer. And also go to it and take a look at it. This video will be up on our website until 11 o'clock tonight before we change it over for tomorrow's Day at the Races. But, we got a good website here. We're struggling with it slowly because it's basically just me operating it. And thanks to BBS Radio and TV, they've done me a big favor helping me out and working with me over the year. And so that's a good thing. We're offering a lot of things on the website. We'd like to see your videos. We'd like to talk to you and see who you are, where you're coming from. Things like that that help make our website a lot better. As people that are in the industry that want to get their story out about where they're at and where they're going. And, we'd like to do that. And then we do it live and then we archive it, And so we hope that, you will call us, go to our website. It's IENEquineTV.com. is our email address. INTV.org is our radio and soon to be TV slot. Hopefully we get that up. And then we look forward to talking with you, seeing where you're at. We can even come out to your location if it's here in Florida and video what you're doing. We also can video in Kentucky and New York right now. We can do that. We have people that work for us that can video and tape for us. But, you know, go to bbsradio.tv and just see what all they have there. You know, who knows? You might be able to start up your own little podcast, you know, with them. But here at INTV.org, we have no complaints with the radio and TV programming. We have no complaints about content, other than the fact that I would really like to hear from our listeners, all three of them that we have, and just see what they have to offer, you know, to the equine world. It's a big thing. You know, we'll help you any way we can from a video and radio standpoint to get your company noticed and recognized by, you know, everybody out there. So getting down close, I've got 2 minutes left here. And, you know, the only thing I keep saying, but you ought to see the good-looking girls on BB, on INTV.org at Day at the Race. Oh, man, I tell you what, it's really exciting. That's more exciting than winning a trifecta at the track, seeing all these new announcers. But you can go and see David Donk's stable at Saratoga. It's a beautiful facility. You know, it's a great place to race. It's good for the horses. They really thrive and do very well at Saratoga. And just about every big trainer I know in this country, he's got a stable at Saratoga from July to September. And everything. And that's what I'm excited about now is all of our clients are coming back down from up north, from the standard bred industry, from the show horse industry, from the thoroughbred industry. We got Todd Pletcher coming back with his horses. And then we've got a good European contention this year at Sunshine Meadow. And I ask you, don't forget, go to the Day at the Races on intv.org. And see what all we have on tap there for today. And this is Scott Miller thanking any and everybody that listened to us out there today, thanking them for listening and asking them to call or get a hold of us and everything. So we'll see you next Thursday on INTV.org, the International Equine Network, next Thursday. Tune in. Have a great day.